Archers for the week 23 to 28 February 2003.
Kenton's hanging around while Shula gets the lunch. Kenton.
What?
The chopping board.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, you're miles away.
Yeah, I was thinking about Nigel.
Oh, I wouldn't feel too sorry for him.
Come on, it could happen to any one of us.
Actually, it did happen to me once.
So it did. That's going back a bit.
Yeah, I was only 19 or 20.
I remember Mum dishing the dirt in one of her letters.
I was disqualified for a year.
Do you think Nigel will get that?
Wouldn't be at all surprised.
Lizzie's going to be furious.
Dad bought me a bike to use instead.
That was generous.
I think he felt guilty. I was giving him a lift back from Hollydon Junction when I got stopped.
Oh, so it was his fault?
Of course not. Anyway, taught me a lesson.
Yeah, I bet you've hardly ridden a bike since.
Oh, you know what I mean. If Nigel's got any sense, he won't risk it again either.
Mm. Hey, do you think that's enough? I mean, you know how much Daniel likes your roast potatoes.
You mean how much you do?
Well, they are one of your specialities.
Oh, go on then. Fetch me a couple more out of the larder, but you'll have to be quick.
All right.
When do you expect to hear about that job at the health club?
I already have.
That was quick.
I didn't even get an interview.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were really snotty about the whole thing. Obviously, they already had some Steve Redgrave lookalike lined up.
Well, never mind. Have you seen anything else?
Oh, give me a break, Shula.
Sorry, I was just asking.
I know, but it's hard enough as it is with Mum and Dad.
Well, they're worried about you.
I know they are. They never cease to remind me.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something, as long as you keep trying.
What's the point when everyone seems to be looking for kids who are barely out of nappies?
It can't be that bad.
It's all right for you, sitting here with your big house and your stables.
It hasn't always been like that.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Landed on your feet now, though, haven't you?
Kenton.
Well, look, I've got no job and nowhere to live come the end of the week, as Alistair keeps reminding me.
But you can't expect to hang on here forever.
No, you've both made that pretty clear.
Isn't there still a chance you might move in with Kathy?
Not really.
Have you two been having problems?
Who told you that?
Well, Elizabeth mentioned something.
Oh, great. So now everybody's talking about my private life.
Oh, Oliver. It's amethyst, isn't it?
Yes. Purple really suits you.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely. Not that I really needed another brooch.
No, I know, but when I saw it, I just had to get it for you.
It looks Victorian, is it?
Well, that's what the dealer said. Shall I pin it on?
Oh, would you? Thanks.
Now, hold still.
Uh-huh.
You've got my favourite scent on.
Yes, I have.
I was right, you know. It looks gorgeous on you.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Oh, look, there's Debbie.
Where? Oh, so it is. I didn't know she was keen on antiques.
Oh, yes. She once nearly bought a part share of Nelson Gabriel's shop.
Ah, the famous Nelson.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, hello there.
Hello, Debbie.
Crowded, isn't it?
Yes, very popular. You seen anything you like?
No, not really. I was hoping I might find something for Adam.
Oh, yes, he's coming back from Kenya, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Kenya? Well, whereabouts?
Well, he's been travelling around for the last few months. But most recently he was based in a village about 100 miles inland from Mombasa.
Oh, it's a wonderful country. I've been there a couple of times on safari.
Adam's loved his time out there.
It's ages since you've seen him, huh?
Years. That's why I thought, well, I'd get him a little welcome home present, you know. I can't wait.
I remember Jennifer singing his praises when they came back from South Africa.
Yeah, he turned up for Nolly's christening. He's her godfather, in fact.
Oh, is he?
Mm. I'd have loved to have gone, but I stayed to run the farm, of course.
Anyway, what sort of thing were you looking for?
For Adam? Well, it's quite tricky, actually. He used to be keen on cricket.
Ooh, I think you'll be lucky to find any cricketing memorabilia here. That sort of stuff usually goes into specialist auctions, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're probably right. It was just a thought, anyway.
Bran and Jennifer must be looking forward to having him home.
Mm, yeah, Mum especially. Alice is thrilled, too.
Oh, she must have been pretty young when he went.
Yes, she was, but he's kept in touch with her. He's made sure of that, in presents and cards, talking to her when he rang.
That's nice.
And once we got email, and it was easy for him then.
It's going to be really good for you, Debbie, having him there.
Yeah.
So when's he coming?
A week after next, hopefully. Alice wants him to be here in time for our next show.
Oh, yes, I've heard she's rather good.
Yeah, she's had a couple of placings already this season.
I wouldn't mind going and seeing her myself. I haven't been to a competition for ages.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
No, it'd be fun. What do you think, Caroline?
Well, yes, I don't see why not.
We're going to the stables this afternoon to practice her jumping.
Well, weren't we thinking of dropping in on Shula after lunch?
Yes, we were.
Well, perhaps we'll see you there, then.
That'd be nice.
Talking of Shula, I've just seen the perfect thing for her.
Oh, looks like we're off. See you later.
Bye, then.
I reckon they'll start tomorrow.
Do you think Chabba's ready for this?
Well, if he isn't now, he never will be. I'll keep an eye on him to begin with, but once he's into the swing of it, he should be fine.
Well, he's not afraid to learn.
No.
Oh, it's going to be strange not having them around.
I know. 6 months gone in a flash.
Maybe we should think about getting another student in.
Oh, we'll see. Hey, did you bring the aerosol spray in?
Over there, in the corner.
Oh, yeah, thanks. What's your mum doing?
She's playing a board game with the kids.
Oh, right.
You know, we should think seriously about getting another student.
Well, maybe, but not yet. I want to get all this business with Midsummer Meadow sorted out first.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Sort out the finances.
If we could get Elizabeth and Kenton off our backs, that'd be a start.
Maybe Elizabeth will go easy on us. Now she's got something else to worry about with Nigel.
No, I wouldn't bet on it. Hmm. What an idiot, though, eh? Going and losing his licence like that.
He hasn't lost it yet.
Yeah, but he's bound to.
Oh, can you imagine if it happened to one of us?
It'd be a disaster.
That's it, Alice. Well done.
She's lovely and still on her approach.
Yeah, she doesn't chase the fence like a lot of the others do.
No, she works well with Chandler too.
Mm-hmm, they make a good team. Has Kenton gone in?
Yes, while you were talking to Alice.
He's very down, isn't he?
Oh, probably. We had a talk this morning about what'll happen when he leaves here at the end of the week.
Oh, poor Kenton.
Don't feel too sorry for him. He brings most of it on himself.
Yeah, I know. He does seem rather lost at the moment, though.
It'd help if he could make things up with Kathy.
And get a job.
Yeah, the trouble is he always sets his sights too high.
Yeah, but you can't blame him for not wanting to settle for just any old job.
No, but in the end, you've got to do something. Even if it's only to start you off.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, that was very good, Alice. Why don't you go round again?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello. Hi.
I say, doesn't Alice look splendid?
I wasn't expecting to see you two.
Well, didn't Debbie mention we were coming over?
Oh, no, sorry, I forgot.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, we've got a little surprise for you, Shula.
Oh, what's that?
Well, we went to an antiques fair this morning, which is where we bumped into Debbie, and when I saw these, I just had to get them for you.
Oh. Oh, Caroline, they're lovely.
But why? I am right. You've been looking for a set of pudding bowls.
Yes. Oh, and they're perfect. Are they 20s?
Late 20s or early 30s, the man said.
Great. How much do I owe you?
No. They're on us.
Oh, no, you can't.
No, honestly, it's fine.
Oh, well, in that case, you must let me treat you to pudding sometime.
Now, that sounds like a splendid idea.
Oliver's living proof that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Why not?
It's all right, Alice. Don't force him if he doesn't want to.
Yes, that's right. I can remember when I was that age being desperately keen to push my horse to the limit, but it doesn't do any good.
Did you jump?
Oh, yes. I loved it.
You still got the rosettes to prove it.
How did you find those?
Oh, you can't hide anything from me.
I see. All the secrets are coming out now.
Most of them were first places, so he must have been rather good.
Ooh, have you got any tips you could pass on?
Well, yes, I do remember one thing I found quite difficult.
What's that?
Well, they were always telling me to look ahead to the next fence while jumping to set you up for it, but... Well, I could never really do it.
Alice can be a bit like that. Why don't you come and talk to her about it?
Oh, I wouldn't want to bore her.
No, you wouldn't. I'm sure she'd find it really useful.
Well, all right then.
We're thinking of stepping up to the affiliated shows this year.
You should see this drawer where the rosettes were. It's stuffed full of all sorts of things he's kept from his childhood.
What, games and things?
Oh, it's rather endearing.
You two seem very happy.
Mm. Yes. I haven't felt like this for a long time. In fact, Well, I've been wondering about moving in with Oliver.
Really?
It seems silly us having separate places when we're with each other all the time.
Well, what would you do about the Dower House?
That's the only problem. I've always been attached to it because of Guy.
Yeah, of course you have.
But perhaps now's the time to move on.
Does your mum mind being stuck with the kids again?
Of course she doesn't. She told me she wants to spend as much time as she can with them.
Well, they're really going to miss her.
Yeah, I know.
Chabba's raring to go, isn't he?
I think he'd want to slacken off a bit, seeing as it's his last week.
Yeah, he loves the work. It would be difficult to replace him.
Oh, I see. So you've made your mind up already?
No, not at all, no. But I think we'd be lucky to get someone as good.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Kirsty's going to miss him too.
Yeah. They've only been going out a couple of weeks.
You cynic.
It'll be Fallon who's broken-hearted.
He's a popular boy. Yeah. She's all excited about the thing on the radio, though. No time to worry about Chubba.
Oh, yeah. Spot the next Here Today, Gone Tomorrow pop band.
You never know. Oh, look who's here.
Oh, don't tell me it's Kenton.
Got it in one.
Might have known it. Our last chance of a quiet drink together for weeks, and he should come in again.
Oh, hi, you two.
Hi.
Mind if I join you?
Well, actually...
I've just been on the receiving end of a mouthful from Alistair, would you believe?
What about?
Oh, same old story about pulling my socks up and not scrounging off the rest of the family. Oh, dry roasted. Oh.
Help yourself, why don't you?
I mean, how would he like it if he had nowhere to live, no job, and a child he never sees on the other side of the world?
Look, I'm sorry, Kenton, but this is probably the last time that Ruth and I'll be able to grab half an hour together on our own for several weeks.
Oh, well, that's okay.
No, I mean, we'd like to be on our own.
Come on.
All right. You stay here, and we'll go over there. Come on, Ruth.
Sorry, Ken.
Well, that's great. Great. Thanks very much.
You can keep the peanuts, though.
Brian's not happy.
I thought we'd already cleared away the breakfast things.
Yes, but I had to get a decorator something.
Oh, you do make work for yourself, darling.
It's hardly a problem, is it?
No, of course not. But they've barely set foot in the house and already you're plying them with tea and toast.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, nothing. I just think it's the norm to do some work before you have a tea break.
Oh, for heaven's sake. If you look after them, Brian, they look after you. And I'm sure they'll work better with a bit of food inside them.
Well, it's up to you.
Yes.
They're going to make an awful lot of mess.
Oh, please don't start again.
You just seem to be going to a lot of trouble, and we don't even know how long Adam's staying.
Well, his room's hardly been touched in years.
Exactly, so why bother changing it now?
Because it's the least we can do to make him feel welcome. Haven't you got a meeting to go to?
No. No, I haven't.
Oh, well, I'm going into the village. Is there anything you want me to get?
No, I'm fine. Jenny.
What?
No, it doesn't matter. I'll see you later.
Okay. Probably won't be back for lunch, but the men know where everything is, and there's plenty of stuff in the fridge for you. All right?
Yes, don't worry about me. Be quiet, Jed. Stay. I said that's enough. Stay.
What the devil is that?
Have you got that dog under control?
Oh, no. It's all right. His bark's worse than his bite. Quiet, bud.
Yeah, I should hope so, too.
We're not used to seeing strangers up here.
No, well, I expect you'll get used to it soon enough. That's it. That's it. Good boy, good boy. Good boy.
I take it you got permission to come up here.
Oh, yeah, I cleared it with David first. I'm surprised he didn't tell you.
No. Well, he must have forgotten to mention it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil, I haven't introduced you. That's Harry, he does fencing.
Oh, I see.
We're just having a look to see what we'll need to do to turn this into paddocks for the horses. Harry?
No, it's all right. He's obviously very busy.
Oh, please yourself. No, it's okay, don't worry. We won't be here much longer anyway, it's too cold to hang around.
So, when are you hoping to complete the deal?
That should all be done and dusted within the next week or two.
Really?
Yeah, if David's happy, then we are. So I can't see any problems.
No. Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Yeah, okay, see you around.
Right. Come on, Jet. Come on.
There's been an enormous digger bulldozing away since 8:30 this morning.
Oh, how horrible.
The noise is horrendous.
I'm sure it must be.
Even worse than I expected it to be.
Well, it's lots of houses.
So, I thought I'd pop in here for a coffee, just to get away from it all for a while.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We've got decorators in doing Adam's room, but that's hardly any disruption at all.
When's he coming home?
Next week.
You must be very excited.
Yes, we are. Oh, it's been such a long time since he was last here.
Oh, say!
Was that one of the builders?
Yes, I think it was the foreman.
I wonder what he wanted.
Well, whatever it was, he could do it a bit more quietly.
Yes, crashing around. Probably looking for somebody skiving.
Yes. I dare say Sid and Jolene are grateful for the extra custom, but so much for me trying to get away from them.
Mm. I was hoping to catch Jolene, see if she's got any What's On in Ambridge copy for me.
I think Sid said she'd gone to the cash and carry.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right.
Is Mr. Pullen working on something for you?
No. As far as I can tell, he seems to be spending all his time looking at a website about parrots.
Either that or he's fallen asleep.
Yes. I think he might have.
They pay by the half hour, don't they?
Yes. Well, for every 10 minutes, I think. I was really hoping Mum would have a go. After all, she's such a good touch typist.
Yes, she would be.
But every time I mention it, she gets a bit upset.
I wonder why.
Well, she thinks she'll never be able to master computers.
Well, it can be quite daunting.
I know. I'd have got nowhere with a website without Usha.
I bet she's a good teacher.
Oh, excellent. And Jolene's good too, according to Bert and George.
I know. Bert's been singing her praises to me too.
Mm. I'll have to ask Jolene to have another go at persuading Mum. Mm. And I'm sure once she gets over the initial hurdle, she'll take to it like a duck to water.
Well, good luck. When did you last see Adam?
When we were in South Africa last year for Nolly's christening.
Oh, yes.
It was lovely to see him.
I'm sure.
And he got on well with Brian, too. To Brian's surprise, I think.
Really?
Well, their farming backgrounds are very different. Couldn't be more different, I suppose, but Adam was very tactful.
Good for him. He'll see a lot of changes.
That's true. Certainly going to be a different kind of life from the one he's been used to in Africa.
Of course.
So, for the first few days, at least, we'll just have to do whatever we can to help him settle back in.
Do you think he'll stay for long?
I don't know. He's been rather vague about his plans.
Kenton was like that when you first came back. The trouble is, he hadn't changed.
Is it true that Shura and Alistair ask him to move out of the stables?
Oh, I'm afraid it is. He seems to have the knack of outstaying his welcome wherever he goes.
Toby says he's been applying for lots of different jobs.
He has. But most of them aren't very suitable.
No experience, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And some of the things he's gone for, well...
Yes, Debbie told me something about a club.
He took Nigel to it. I've told him. I'm sure he can do better for himself than that.
I'm sure he can.
I don't know what to do with him, Jenny. Honestly, I don't.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll find something in the end.
I hope so.
Kate was like that for years. We were terribly worried that she was never going to settle down.
Yes, you were.
Remember when she went off to Morocco and left Phoebe behind?
That was dreadful.
Yes. And I was terribly worried about drugs for years. Never really knew what she was up to.
All you can do is hang on. And hope they get through it, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. Lucas has been such a wonderful influence. Mm. And looking at her now with Nolly, you'd never imagine there'd ever been a problem at all.
So perhaps there's hope for Kenton yet.
I'll just go and see how Trevor's getting on. Oh, no. Hello, David Archer.
David, Matt Crawford.
Oh, hi, Matt.
This is an awkward time.
No, you were all right for a couple of minutes.
I just thought I'd let you know we came up this morning and took a stroll around Midsummer Meadow.
Oh, what did your wife think?
No, it wasn't with you there.
Oh?
No, I brought Harry along, he's the guy who does all my fencing.
Oh, right.
Did your dad mention we saw him while we were down there?
No, I haven't seen him since this morning.
Well, anyway, the thing is, we think it's going to be just perfect for the horses.
Great.
So I reckon we should push through on the exchange of contracts as soon as possible.
Okay.
I mean, it's to your benefit as well as mine if we get all the paperwork out of the way, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm sure that you and your good lady want that money just as much as we want to start running our horses.
So when are we thinking of?
Well, I don't see why it shouldn't be completed within the next couple of weeks, do you?
Well, you tell me, you're more of an expert on these things than I am.
Look, the last thing we want is those lawyers holding things up and getting their hands on more than their fair share, right?
That's true.
So I suggest we both push them. If that's okay with you.
Yeah, all right. Listen, Matt, I have to go. I'm needed in the lambing shed.
All right, yeah. Okay then, David, see ya.
Yeah, bye. Right. Oh, for heaven's sake. Yes, David Archer.
David? It's Brian. Is everything all right?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just a bit busy. We're starting lambing, and I've just had Matt on the phone. And...
Oh, yes. He cancelled a meeting with me just so he could nose around the new estate.
Yeah, well, apparently he was sniffing around the land he's buying off us as well.
Oh, I see. Right, well, I just wondered...
Anyway, I've left Chabba doing the lambing, and he's not that experienced,
yes,
so...
Yes, no, I won't keep you, but I've wondered if you'd had to go for a drink tonight.
Brian, I've just told you I'm lambing. Ruth's dealing with the kids, Chabba's new to the job, Bert's got a home to go
yes,
to.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah, I'm sorry. So you're all set, are you?
Yeah, we should be fine. Dad's offered to help out once Chabba's gone, and Bert'll do his bit, as long as he knows when he's needed.
Good, good.
Anyway...
Oh, by the way, you know Adam's coming back next week, don't you?
Yes, Debbie mentioned it.
Oh, right. She didn't say whether she'd spoken him about his plans.
No, not really. She just seemed pretty excited about seeing him again.
Yeah, well, we all are, of course.
But if you can't find any use for him at Home Farm, you can always send him over here. We're really going to miss Chabba.
I'm sure you are. But you see, the thing is, David, Adam coming back is not quite as straightforward as it seems.
Why not?
Well, what with all our recent troubles, it's difficult to know. Well, I don't know how he'll react, really.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
For all I know, he might take completely against me.
Well, perhaps you should speak to him before he gets here?
I've tried, but he's difficult to get a hold of. I'm not sure it'd help anyway.
Look, Brian, I'm sorry, but I really do need to get on.
Yes, yeah, sorry, but thanks for talking anyway.
Oh, that's all right. Bye then.
Yeah, bye.
Chabba, how's it looking?
I suppose Nigel's bound to get a ban.
Well, he's only got himself to blame.
Yes. And Elizabeth did warn him he might be over the limit. No wonder she's still fuming.
I can't understand why he did it.
It was to do with people topping up his glass, I think. So he didn't really know how much he'd drunk.
Safer not to drink at all if you're driving.
I think Nigel's coming round to that point of view. And, of course, he didn't expect to be driving.
Have you found any more edge pieces?
There are a couple here that are part of the sky. They all look the same, don't they?
Oh, yeah. At least I've managed to finish the bottom edge.
Oh, well done.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that man with Matt can't have been a fencing contractor.
Then why don't you phone him and ask him who he was?
Oh, he wouldn't tell me. I don't know, Jill. I wish you'd seen him. He was just too smart somehow.
Yes, that doesn't sound right. Do you think Matt's trying to pull a fast one?
Well, I wouldn't rule it out.
There's no way you could go and build something over there.
No. Well, I don't see how he could either.
You wouldn't get planning permission.
No, it's not possible.
But you know Matt. You don't think he's made some sort of deal?
Bribed someone or something?
That's the last thing we need. To find he's putting a house up over there. I was only saying to Jenny today.
George is pretty hot on these things, isn't he?
That's true. Oh, look. There's part of the woman's face by your elbow. Can I have it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I might just go and have a word with him.
That's a good idea. It'll put your mind at rest.
Well, it might. It might not, depending on what George tells me. But still, I can't help feeling there's something not right about this deal.
Nigel's preparing for his court appearance.
What do you think, Lizzie?
Oh, hold on, Nigel. I'm right in the middle of this.
Sorry. Oh, are those figures for the shop?
Shh.
Okay.
Oh, look, how can I concentrate with you standing there fiddling with your tie?
I'm just trying to make sure I look smart for the court.
You look fine.
I wish you were coming as well.
You know I can't.
Well, couldn't someone else look after this chap?
No, Mr. Hadid is far too important a client for it not to be one of us.
I suppose so. It's rather a nuisance. Tick from getting flu.
Yes, how inconsiderate of him, just as you're about to lose your licence.
Oh, come on, Lizzie. I mean, Hedy doesn't mind taking me down there.
No, but I do. It's not what she's paid for. And what if Mr. Hadidi turns up while I've still got the children?
If Hedy drops me off and doesn't stop, she can be back here in under half an hour.
If everything goes smoothly.
There's no reason why it shouldn't.
This really is a pain, Nigel.
I know. Oh, here she is. Wish me luck.
Good luck. But I don't suppose it'll make any difference.
No. Well. All right, Hayley, I'm just coming.
So, whenever you want to write Ambridge, all you got to do is type AM, then press F3, and hey, presto.
Ooh, that's clever.
Yeah, it all saves a bit of wear and tear on the old digits.
Oh, it's a bit beyond me, though.
Try to remember what I told you about not hitting the key so hard.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and you don't need to press the return key at the end of the line either. It does that for you automatically.
Oh, I keep forgetting that and all.
Anyway, let's see what you've written.
Well, I ain't finished yet.
Yes, but I've always wanted to know the secrets of Frida's jam making.
Oh, she's just got a magic touch, that's all.
Has she really been using the same jam jars for the last 25 years?
She certainly has.
You sure that's healthy?
Well, I don't see why not. Well, the US just sterilising, mind.
Is that a fact?
Ooh, yeah, that's an important part of jam making, that is.
Well, it's always lovely.
It is. Her jam tastes just the same every year.
Now, what are you doing next?
Do we have to have that radio on?
Yeah, of course we do. I want to hear if Dross have got into the final.
What final?
Oh, you must have heard. It's this song competition Radio Borsetshire are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've been inviting bands and singers to send in tapes of their songs. Well, they choose the best 10 and then play them on the radio.
Oh.
And then they have a vote to see which one's the winner.
Is it like the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, sort of.
Because my reader loves that. So Dross could be famous.
Yeah, you never know. They're playing two songs every day this week, and judging by the first two yesterday, I reckon they got a good chance.
Hmm. Don't suppose I'd like any of them.
Oh, I don't know. I can just imagine you getting down to some R&B.
My favourite used to be Lonnie Donegan.
Oh, yeah.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Now, that was one of his.
Right. Well, I don't expect there'd be too many like that in this competition.
No, these youngsters today probably never heard of Skiffle.
No, I don't suppose they have. Anyway, you're paying for this time, so I won't stop you.
Oh, that's true.
I'll be behind the bar if you need me.
How do you spell macerate? Is it S or C?
Don't ask me. I don't even know what it means. Look it up on the spell checker.
Oh, is that one of them bits around the edge?
Yeah, I think it's under tools.
Oh, why do they have to make it so complicated? It'd be so much easier if they left it blank, like a nice, clean piece of paper.
But, Bert, that's the whole point. They're making it easier for you to do lots of other things as well.
They should have just stuck a screen on top of a typewriter and had done with it.
I tell you what, why don't I just leave you to get on with it on your own?
Oh, no, it's all right. I like having you telling me what to do. It's taken me long enough to find time...
Hi, Johnny.
Oh, sorry, but I got customer to serve.
Oh.
Oh, evening, Roy. You're looking very smart.
Yeah, going out clubbing.
Oh, that's nice. Now, pint of lager?
Oh, ta. It's Tom's birthday. Oh,
right. So, which club are you going to?
Oh, a Xanadu in Felpersham.
Oh, yeah. Fallon's been there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you been listening to the song competition?
No, I've been at work. Brendan's been helping out with it, though.
Oh?
Yeah, over 50 entries, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. She reckoned there was one that sounded like a 10-year-old singing along to Britney Spears in her bathroom.
Oh, sweet. There you go, boy.
Oh, thanks.
Right, that's it. I've had enough.
What's up, Bert?
Oh, you've had another of them messages telling me I've performed an illegal operation.
What were you doing?
Nothing. All I did was save my document.
Well, had you got any other programmes running?
No. It's a blooming cheek, that's what it is, making me out to be some sort of criminal.
It does that to everybody.
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't worry about it.
But they've no right to say that. I've never done anything illegal in my life.
Oh, all right, let me take a look.
No, it's all right. It told me it was going to shut down, and that's what it's doing.
See? You're learning.
You've just got to ignore it. Maybe that'll give it a good thump.
Hey, you're not thumping my computer.
Only kidding. Hey, do you two want a drink?
Oh, that's very kind. Here, I'll have a pint of cider.
All right. What about you, Jolene?
Well, if you're offering, I'll have half, thanks.
Get Tom a pint of lager as well. He should be here any minute.
Right, no problem.
Is your Brenda one of the judges on this radio competition?
No, you're kidding. Now, they got this A&R man in, Curtis Morrison.
Ooh, what does A&R mean?
I don't know. Anyway, he's a sort of a talent scout for one of the big record companies.
Mm. He weren't very nice about one of them songs yesterday.
You know, people like that, don't they? Like that bloke on Pop Idol. You know, the audience loves it when they get nasty.
Well, they didn't have to be so hard on them, though. I mean, they're only kids.
Oh, it's a tough world out there.
Hey, look, here comes the birthday boy just in time.
Yeah, it's good timing, Tom. Here's one to get you started.
Oh, great. It's freezing out there.
Ah, February's chill oft brings a bitter pill.
That's cheerful.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Yeah, many happy returns.
Thanks.
Oh. So how many candles were it this year?
22, and I managed to blow them all out in one go.
You are a big boy, aren't you?
22. I'd been carting my Frida 3 years by then.
And Queen Victoria was still on the throne.
No, she wasn't, you cheeky young pup. Mind you, the world has moved on a bit since then.
Oh, I'll bet.
We never had computers in them days, and you know what? We didn't need them neither.
I don't suppose they'd have been much use against the dinosaurs anyway.
All right, you two, that's enough of you.
Shh, shh, shh. Listen up, everybody. It's Dross.
You're kidding?
No, they've made it. They're in the final.
So what happened?
They've banned me for a year.
Oh, Nigel.
And they fined me £800.
Oh, great, that's all we need at the moment.
It would have been more, but they give you a discount if you plead guilty.
I suppose that's something.
Apart from that, though, I might just as well not have been there.
What do you mean?
Well,
I tried to explain about having to pick Mummy up when I hadn't expected to.
Oh, for goodness sake, they wouldn't be interested in all that, would they?
It's all right, but it was still bad luck.
It's a nightmare. You can't drive for a whole year.
Well, yes, but we'll get round it, I'm sure.
What? Like this afternoon? Poor Haley has been rushing all over the place because of you.
Lizzie, I'm sorry. What else can I say?
It shouldn't have happened at all.
Well, Titcomb should be back soon, and then it'll be easier. Anyway, was everything all right with Mr. Hadidi?
Yes. Luckily, he thought Lily and Freddie were sweet, but it was so unprofessional.
But you got the booking?
Yes, for a week in May.
Well done. So at least one of us had a successful afternoon.
Nigel, you hardly seem bothered at all.
I am. It was really horrible having to stand up there in front of everyone and confess to being such an idiot.
I mean about the consequences.
There's nothing I can do to change the verdict. It happened. That's all there is to it.
I know. And the rest of us are just going to have to put up with it, aren't we?
Well, I don't know about you lot, but I thought Dross were the best so far.
Yeah, then it's not too bad.
Raw energy, you said. Sums them up, I suppose.
Yeah, they'll be pleased with that.
Well, it could mean anything, though, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, but it sounded like he thought they were okay.
It could just be a way of saying they were loud and tuneless.
No, I don't think he meant that. But anyway, people said the same sort of thing about the Rolling Stones when they started out. Look what happened to them.
I can't quite see Ed as Mick Jagger myself, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, come on, Roy, drink up.
All right.
You're keen, aren't you?
I want to make the most of it. You only get birthdays once a year.
How come you haven't invited Helen as well?
Because if Helen came, she'd only drag Greg along too. And they're not exactly Mr. and Mrs. Fun, are they?
No. I see what you mean.
Besides, I had lunch with her and Mum and Dad.
Was that okay?
Yeah, it was all right. Managed to talk about John without anyone getting too upset.
Yeah? That's good. Oh, they're not expecting you back early, are they?
Nah, they're cool.
I envy you two going out clubbing.
You should go yourself sometime.
Yeah, I would do. Only I don't think it's Sid scene, really.
No, maybe not. Right, come on, let's go.
OK. Cheers, Jolene.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, look, mind how you go. And have a couple of dances for me, eh?
We will.
Yeah, see ya. See ya, Bert. Yeah, OK. Oh.
Those were the days, eh, Bert?
Yeah, good luck to him, I say.
Yeah, me too.
My Fred has just been telling me all about this pancake race you're organising next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. 4:30 on the green, unless it's raining.
Now, no one does better pancakes for tossing than my Fred.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. As a matter of fact, you just reminded me I was going to send an advert to Jennifer for the website.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll have the kids race first and then the grown-ups. And hopefully they'll all come in here afterwards for a family meal with pancakes at a special rate.
Yeah.
Shall I put you down for it?
Hey? Oh, no. I'm getting too old for that sort of thing.
You're as old as you feel, Bert.
I'll tell you who I would like to see go in for it, though.
Who's that?
Matt Crawford. I'd like to see him fall flat in his face.
That ain't very charitable.
Oh, he's only after buying some land from Brookfield now. He thinks he's lard and muck.
So you're not missing Kirsty then?
Who?
Kirsty.
No way. Chabba's welcome to her.
Just thought it might bother you, being out without her.
Oh, it doesn't matter. She's history.
Yeah, right. 3 years of it.
So? We've got more important things to think about.
Oh, yeah, the sausages.
I'm looking forwards, not backwards.
Yeah, but all work and no play.
You're kidding? That's what we've come here for. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah, but...
I just got tied down too early, I reckon. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course.
You mean like me and Ailey?
Yeah, you two are great together.
I was just lucky. When you find the right woman, doesn't matter how old you are.
No, I guess not. I just haven't found mine yet. But you never know, maybe tonight will be my lucky night.
It's a late night for Tom and an early morning for Tony.
Get on with you. Get on there. Oh, Tom, you just coming home?
Sent him back for milking, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you needn't worry. Seeing as I'm up already, I might as well get on with it.
No, Dad, I'll do it.
No, honestly, it's okay. I remember the feeling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Used to drive your grandmother mad, me turning up in the small hours.
I bet.
The best thing for you now is to get a few hours kip. Then you'll be ready for work.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on. You haven't told me if it was a good night. Go on, get on with you.
Yeah, it was all right.
What? It must have been pretty good if you're coming back at this time.
Let's just say I could do with that sleep you were talking about.
Yeah, okay. Hey, but remember, you owe me one.
Yeah, I insist.
It doesn't matter, Debbie.
But I definitely owe you one after moaning all over you last time.
All right, then. You've twisted my arm.
Good. So where do we go?
Well, anywhere, I don't mind. But perhaps not a Chinese, eh?
No, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
How about Italian? I've had pasta for a while.
Yeah, great idea. Love Italian.
Botticelli's?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
OK, what time?
How about I book the table for 8 and pick you up around 7:30?
Sounds good to me.
Great.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
OK, well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Hello, Debbie. Is everything all right?
Yep. I'm going to spray up at Broadacre.
Oh, good idea, while the weather's still holding.
I know, that's why I'm doing it.
Yes, of course. We don't want everything smothered in disease when Adam comes back.
No. So,
Debbie?
What?
About Adam, has he told you which flight he's catching?
Nope.
No, your mother doesn't know either. You thought he might have let us know by now.
Said he was going to try for a standby.
It would help if everything wasn't quite so vague.
Well, what does it matter, so long as he gets here in the end?
Yes, but this way, I mean, it's difficult to make any plans.
Does he want you to plan anything?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking of doing while he's over here.
I don't see the problem.
And for a start, we don't even know how long he's thinking of staying.
If you're so keen to know, why don't you ring him yourself?
Well, he's usually busy.
Well, email him then.
Yes, I suppose.
If you want to find out what Adam's plans are, I should ask him. OK?
Jolene keeps trying to persuade Peggy to have a go on the computer.
But Peggy's not keen.
Oh, no. She much prefers a typewriter.
Oh, shame. She might enjoy it.
Well, yes, possibly. It's a lot to take on, though.
Sorry about that. Couldn't find the new bags.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not in a hurry.
Not like most people these days.
Some people never stop, do they?
No. Well, I'm in the slow lane at the moment. Has its advantages, too.
I couldn't agree more.
Right, there you are. I've kept the cold stuff separate from the rest.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and if I see anything decent, I'll give you a buzz.
Oh, OK. I'll do the same.
Great. I'm sure it won't be long before we both find the perfect job.
Mm, that'd be nice.
Yeah, we've just got to keep thinking positive, that's all.
Oh, sorry to keep you, Mr. Woolley. What did you want to see me about?
Well, it's a little awkward, actually.
Oh?
You see, I know things haven't been easy for you lately.
Well, they haven't been that bad.
And obviously you're still looking for another job.
Oh, but I promise it won't interfere with me carrying on here, though.
Oh, no, I'm not...
I mean, if I find something else, I mean, I'll make sure it fits round these hours.
No, Susan, it's not that.
Oh, what is it then?
You remember when you paid for some shopping here last week with a cheque?
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's bounced.
Oh, no. It can't have.
I heard from the bank this morning.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Woolley. How much was it for?
£8.39, I think they said.
Oh, sorry, I think I left my keys
But
here.
Don't leave yourself short.
No, I'd rather give it you back now. I'm ever so sorry.
Yeah, there they are.
Nothing like this has ever happened to me before.
Well, never mind.
Look, here's £4.72. Would it be all right if I give you the rest later?
But I can't take all your money.
No, it's fine. I've got some more at home.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I just didn't think I'd need it.
Oh, Susan, by the way, I don't know if Neil mentioned it, but I borrowed a tenner off him a couple of weeks ago.
No, he never said anything.
Well, I did, but I never paid him back. So perhaps you could take this for him?
But I'm sure he'd have said something.
I expect it just slipped his mind.
It doesn't usually.
Well, I'm always forgetting things like that. It drives my family mad.
Me too. Peggy gets infuriated.
Anyway, I'll see you again. Bye.
Bye. You think you wouldn't forget when people owe you money, but I find it all too easy nowadays.
There you are, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, no, I expect you need that.
No, it's all right.
Well, I'd better give you this other money back then, hadn't I?
Thanks.
Wasn't it lucky, Kenton, remembering that?
Yeah, it was.
Thanks for covering for me, Neil.
Ah, good night, was it?
Fantastic, as it happens.
Your dad told me you got back about 6.
Something like that, yeah.
So, how much sleep have you had? 5 hours?
No, I had breakfast and mooched around a bit before I went to bed.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, if you can't live a little on your birthday, when can you?
Ah, that's true.
So, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. We've all been fed and watered. I wasn't expecting you till later.
That's okay. Can take over now.
Oh, you don't have to. Your dad mentioned you were going to help him with the muck.
Nah, he'll be fine on his own. Anyway, I need to concentrate on my own business now, don't I?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'll be getting an answer from the bank next week, hopefully. So I want to make sure everything's in good shape before then.
Ah, well, you should be all right, shouldn't you?
Well, sharpened up the business plan, which is what they want.
Oh, good.
Sending it in this week. Then I go in for the third degree next Tuesday.
Then you get the verdict.
By the end of the week, they say.
Ah, it's fingers crossed then.
I've signed up for one of these business startup courses. That should impress them.
Yeah, it all helps.
Yeah. The thing is, I know I've got a good product, but I've got to get the business side right as well.
Oh, definitely.
I want to know as much as I possibly can about how to run an efficient business. Otherwise, I might as well give up now.
Mm.
I've got big plans for these sausages.
Yeah, but you don't want to run before you can walk.
That's exactly what I'm saying. First we get ourselves established, and then, well, the sky's the limit.
You say we?
Of course. You're going to be my production manager.
Oh, right.
Who knows? In a year, you could be working with me full time.
I won't count my chickens just yet, if you don't mind.
Oh, come on, Neil. If we don't think big, then we're never going to get anywhere, are we?
Anyway, here's the recipe.
I'll make sure Peggy gets it. Sorry she's not in.
Oh, Pat would have dropped it in herself, but she's got a bit of a headache.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Would you like some lunch? There's plenty of soup and some nice bread.
No, it's all right, thanks. I can't stay too long.
Well, at least you can sit down for a couple of minutes.
Yes, all right.
Did Tom enjoy his birthday?
Oh, yeah, I think so. He was out all night, so that's probably a good sign.
And how about you and Pat? I know it's difficult for you with it falling on the same day as John's anniversary.
Well, yes, that's true. We went to John's grave yesterday afternoon.
Mm.
Pat had a little cry last night. It doesn't seem all that long ago, you know, when you let yourself think about it.
Can't be easy.
No.
Has Phil asked you about this group he's organising to clear up the churchyard?
Oh, yes, but I'm really too busy.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Well, I'd like to...
No, I know. It's really a job for us people with a bit more time on our hands.
So, have you and Mum volunteered?
Yes, although Peggy doesn't know it yet. I was going to tell her when she gets back.
That'll be a nice surprise for her.
I'm sure she won't mind. Yeah. She's getting more involved with St Stephen's again.
Yes, I suppose so.
We were going to visit Marjorie in hospital this afternoon, but Hayley rang to say she's moving out today.
Really? It's a bit quick, isn't it?
Oh, they don't hang around. She's going to have a room at the Laurels until they feel she's well enough to go home.
Well, hopefully that won't be too long.
No, but they mustn't rush her.
Of course, I didn't lend him a tenner.
Then why did Kenton say you did?
Because he felt sorry for us.
We don't want his charity.
No, I know.
So humiliating.
Well, don't worry, I'll go round and give it back to him.
It feels like we're living on handouts.
Don't upset yourself, love. We'll get through this.
I had to go into Borchester Green yesterday to buy Christopher a sweatshirt from the second-hand uniform shop.
Well, I bet you weren't the only one.
No, but now everybody knows we can't afford a new one.
So?
We've always managed before, even when you were really struggling.
Well, he grows out of them every 6 months. It makes sense not to buy a new one.
That's not the point, Neil. At the moment, we've barely got enough even for basics.
Oh, I know. But you'll get a job soon.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do. It's just a matter of time.
Well, I hope you're right, because I don't think I can stand this much longer.
It's just sometimes you get the feeling nobody really appreciates your talents.
Poor you.
Well, it's either that or there simply isn't a job in the whole of Borsetshire that's up to my standards. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's a bit fiery.
I love grappa. But listen, whatever you do, you mustn't give up believing in yourself.
No, that's true.
You must keep looking until you find the job that's right for you.
Believe me, I'm trying. Of course, it would help if I had a place of my own.
Is there no chance of moving in with Kathy?
Not after last week.
Why? What happened?
Oh, she said I was using her to get the job at the health club. You know I didn't even get on the shortlist.
Well, more for them. But you mustn't give up on Kathy. You two are good together.
Oh, I somehow don't think she'd agree with that.
So, is it over between you?
Well, it's difficult to say.
Well, if you're not sure, then it probably isn't.
She had a real go at me. We haven't spoken to each other since.
Then for heaven's sake, go and talk to her.
You're probably right. Hey, look. Thanks for being so supportive. You're a good friend to have at times like these.
You'd do the same for me.
Of course. Now, did you say you're okay to foot the bill for this one?
Yes, I did, didn't I?
Because they've got a rather gorgeous Barolo on their list.
Yes, isn't that the most expensive one?
Well, yeah, but it's definitely worth the extra.
All right. I suppose now I'm a... sinky, or whatever they call it.
What?
Single income, no kids. And I'm living in one of my parents' cottages. Well, why not splash out?
Precisely. Live for the moment. That's always been my motto.
I'll drink to that.
You know, it's good to know there's still at least one person in Ambridge who knows how to have a good time.
Don't you mean two?
That's true. Yep, I may be jobless, penniless, and very nearly homeless, but I can still have fun, can't I?
Ruth's getting ready to take Heather back home.
Mum's been brilliant with the kids this week.
It is nice to see her enjoying herself so much.
She's going to really miss them when she's back in Prudder.
Oh, well, have to persuade her to come down again soon.
Yeah.
When are you going?
We'll need to set off by 4.
Mm. It'll be a dark drive.
Yeah, we'll only have a couple of hours daylight. At least I'll see the kids after school to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, and thanks for lending us Jill while I'm gone.
I wouldn't be able to stop her if I tried.
I know.
Hmm. It's only for a few days.
Yeah, we should be back by Wednesday. Davy's going to find it harder once Chabba's gone.
Mm. How was last night?
3 sets of twins and 2 triplets. But we lost one of the orphans. He's pretty exhausted.
Well, I suppose you can't leave Chabba on his own at night.
Not really. Anyway, he's only got a couple more days to go.
All the more reason to make use of him while you can.
That's why he's in there now. Pip, Josh, 5 minutes and then we need to go.
Now, is there anything you want me to do before I do the yard?
No, you're all right, thanks.
Did David mention I saw Matt on Midsummer Meadow the other day?
Yeah, he did.
Ruth, I've got to say it. Do you believe him?
How do you mean?
Well, do you think Matt's buying that land just to run horses?
I don't know. To be honest, I wish it had never come up.
Well, I know you don't want me meddling in it all, but I've just got a bad feeling about it.
Oh, that's the trouble when you're dealing with Matt Crawford, though, isn't it? You always get a bad feeling.
Yes, that's true.
We've thought all around it. We can't think of anything else he might be planning to do.
No, I'm sure.
Elizabeth rang again last night and had another little dig.
Oh, I see. She's probably still upset about Nigel.
But that's got nothing to do with us.
Well, she's very agitated at the moment.
I know,
but to be honest, Jill and I are worried about her.
Well, if she stopped trying to get something out of us, it might help.
Yes, you're right. She just gets so wound up.
4 minutes! Have you brushed your teeth?
I expect Heather will be glad to see her friends again.
Yeah, but she's not looking forward to going back to a cold, empty house.
No, you'll soon get it cheerful again.
I'm hoping to get her to do something with all Dad's stuff. There's loads of it.
Mm, it's a horrible time.
If we have a real crack at it over the next few days, then we should get most of it sorted. And at least she won't have to do it on her own.
No, poor Heather. It's dreadful for her.
I'm not looking forward to it either.
I'm sure. But you'll get through it. And you're right, it's much better if you don't have to do something like that alone.
Oh, 10:30. Is that all it is?
I know what you mean. Roll on 6 o'clock.
Mm. Have you been to see Marjorie yet?
Yeah, we dropped in last night.
How was she?
She seemed fine. Very relieved to be out of hospital.
Well, I'll bet.
I was thinking of taking the children up there later.
Oh, that's a good idea. She'd love that.
Mm. So will all the others. I was chatting to load of them before I knew where I was.
Yes, it is a friendly place, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry, I'm just the same.
At least it's not just me. I'd be all right if Eddie hadn't woken me at the crack of dawn with his blessed flaming machine.
Oh, dear. It was making a heck of a racket. Oh.
What did that do? Break that?
Mm. Hey, you two, don't do that, you'll break them.
Excuse me.
Oh, I was still trying to catch up from the other night.
Why? What happened?
Roy went out with Tom on Tuesday for his birthday.
Yeah.
Didn't get back till 2, woke me up.
Oh.
And then last night it was my turn. Went out with a friend, didn't get back till the small hours.
So it's an early night tonight.
Oh, maybe.
Did you go anywhere nice?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a meal first. Tried Botticelli's, but Kenton said it was full.
You saw Kenton?
Yes, coming out of Botticelli's.
Was he with anyone?
Yeah, Debbie Gerrard.
Oh.
I don't believe it.
I'm sorry, I was going to mention it.
No, it's not your fault.
Oh, there you are, Hayley.
Oh, well, he's spotted.
I'm awfully sorry about this, but I need to ask you another favour.
You want me to drive Nigel somewhere?
Would you mind terribly? You see, Nigel's got a meeting and I was going to drive him there.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll do it. Do I need to take the children?
No, it's all right. Julia's offered to look after them.
Okay, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I really think you need to sort something out. It's not fair on Freddie and Lily.
I know. As soon as Tit comes back, I promise I won't ask you again.
Okay, when does Nigel need to go?
Well, as soon as possible, actually. Okay. I'll take the children over to Julia.
Right, okay. Can I finish my coffee first?
Yes, of course. Have those new jigsaws come in yet?
No. I'll chase them up about it this afternoon.
Good. He's waiting in the hall.
Right. Never mind about my coffee, then. See you later.
Okay, and thanks. Then you two.
Elizabeth, can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
It's about Kenton.
Right.
I've heard there might be something going on between him and Debbie. I wondered if you knew anything about it.
Well, yes, actually, I do.
Can I put Chris down as well?
Well, I'm not sure her back's up to it. I'll ask her, though.
All right, thanks. But even if she can't, I think we've got a good chance of clearing up the churchyard.
Oh, well, that's good. We need to make an impression on all these vicars who'll be coming to see us.
Yeah. Before you go, There's something else I want to ask you.
Mm, what's that?
Well, I was walking through Midsummer Meadow the other day. You know, the one David's hoping to sell to Matt Crawford.
Oh.
Anyway, I saw Matt there with one of his cronies.
Did you know?
Yes, Matt claimed this man was his fencing contractor. But I'm pretty sure he was nothing of the sort.
Well, who do you think he was?
Well, I'd say he looked more like a city type.
Ah, well, yeah.
I know, but I wanted to ask you, do you think there's a chance Matt might have something else in mind for that land? Say, development?
Oh, I wouldn't think there's a hope in hell of getting planning permission right over there.
Mm. Yes, you're probably right.
And you. That man's such a crafty beggar, it's worth keeping an eye on him.
Yeah, but the trouble is, it might be too late already. He's told David he wants to push the sale through in the next couple of weeks.
I'll tell you what, then. I'll make some inquiries and see if there's a back door he might be trying to slip through.
Nigel says he completely forgot the time.
Oh, that's typical.
So now I've only got 15 minutes to eat lunch before I have to collect the children from Julia.
Hard luck.
We're going to be pushed to get to the Laurels now. I'm determined to go.
Good for you.
I mean, I wouldn't mind there being a taxi service, but Nigel, it's not what I'm paid for.
No.
Are you okay?
Not really.
What's that?
It's Kenton. Last week, Elizabeth saw him at Debbie's cottage, first thing in the morning. He'd obviously slept there.
No.
I've given that man so many chances.
No.
Yeah, but this time he's really gone too far.
Roy, have you seen Mr. Woolley?
Sorry, I haven't. Can I help?
I doubt it, unless you know much about planning regulations.
No, I think I'll leave that one to you two.
Well, do you know if he's coming in? Peggy thought he might have popped up here.
Well, you can ask Caroline.
I was hoping to catch him before this meeting I've got to go to. But he's not at home either, so I don't know where he is.
Well, if I see him, I'll let him know you're looking for him.
Oh, thanks. Any road, how's Marjorie?
Oh, yeah, she's doing fine. We saw her last night.
Right. We thought we'd let her settle in first.
Yeah, well, we didn't stay long.
That's a big change for her.
Yeah, the staff were all very helpful.
That's good.
Yeah, I hope she didn't have to stay there too long, though. She'd be happier back home.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
Anyway, main thing is, she's out of hospital.
Do you mind if we turn the radio off, Pip? Now you've heard the competition entries.
All right, Grandad.
Ah, thank you. Now, what would you like to do? Ruth?
Mum, what are you doing here?
Oh, don't ask, Pip. Grandma made a list of things she needs to do when she gets back home. But she left it somewhere in here.
Oh, come on, Pip. Let's help your mum look for it.
Okay.
So much for getting away early.
Found it.
Oh, well done, Pip. Sorry, I better go. The light's already starting to fade.
Can I say goodbye to Granny and Ben again?
All right, but you have to be quick.
Okay, I will be.
And come straight back in when they've gone, Pip. Oh, no, that's typical. Hello, Brookfield?
Dad, is Mum there?
Well, she's cleaning out the hens.
I really need to speak to her.
Oh, what about?
We've got a problem with childcare tomorrow. It's Hayley's day off, Titcomb's still got flu, and Nigel's got an appointment in Felbersham, which I'll have to take him to, and now Julia seems to have gone...
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you see, my problem is a real muddle.
Well, if you're going to ask your mum to help out, I'm afraid she can't.
Why not?
Well, because she's already committed to helping out here, while Ruth's away in Prudhoe with her mum.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know, we'll always help if we can.
Yeah, but this time you can't. Well, don't worry, I'll just have to look somewhere else, won't I?
Well, look, why don't you ring back later and talk to your mum?
No, it doesn't matter. I've got to go. Bye, Dad.
Come on, Phoebs. You like your peas?
What burnt my finger?
Rubbish. If it burnt your finger, you'd be blowing it like this, look.
Come on, Phoebs, eat up, darling.
Well, do as you're told.
You know, I took the kids to see Marjorie this afternoon.
Yeah?
Well, she seemed a bit different.
What like?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say she was sad. Although, you know, Marjorie, she wouldn't show it even if she was.
Mm, like when I found her after she'd fallen over and she kept on apologising for being a nuisance.
Yeah, but no, she was... This was more like resigned somehow.
Well, she seemed all right last night.
Yeah.
She probably just needs time.
I suppose so.
Well, it was a big thing. It will take some getting over.
I didn't like seeing her like that, really. You know, it's not the Marjorie we know.
She's bound to be up and down, you know that.
Yeah, well, let's hope there's an up on the way for her, eh? Hey, I didn't tell you. Kathy's giving Kenton the elbow.
He was hoping to move in with her, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know. Apparently, he's been playing away with Debbie Gerard.
You're kidding?
Mm.
You mean there is something going on between them?
Well, have you been gossiping about them?
Me? Of course not. The word was they've been seeing a lot of each other.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth caught him round at her cottage one morning. I mean, Kathy was really upset. You should have heard her today.
Well, I reckon she's better off out of it. I mean, that man is about as useful as a chocolate teapot.
Yeah, I know. But you can tell it still hurts. I mean, after everything she went through with Sid, it's the last thing she needs.
Ed and Jazza listening out for the last two entries in the song competition.
The sweet sound of Sophie Ellis-Bextor with Get Over You.
Oh, she's well fit, isn't she?
Aye, but I prefer Kylie.
What? Get out of here.
It's time to play the final two of the top 10 entries in our song competition.
Yeah, let's hope they're really lame.
Yeah.
So once again, we welcome into the studio our resident expert, Curtis Morrison.
Good afternoon, Wayne.
Curtis, welcome. So, what's going on with you?
Not a lot, really.
Not a lot? I thought you guys were always busy.
Yeah.
Guys think they're so cool, don't they?
Yeah, make you want to vomit.
Yeah, well, not while I'm milking babies, boys, eh?
We've got two really exciting tracks coming up.
Yeah, and maybe we save the best until last. What do you think?
Well, they're very good. Very polished, both of them.
But don't let Curtis influence your votes now, folks.
No, of course not.
You shouldn't be saying stuff like that. Get him off. Well, that ain't right. I'm sorry, baby, sorry.
Finalists by a solo female singer.
Yes, but that's not the only reason it's interesting. I think this one's a really strong contender.
Well, before we hear it, let's just remind everybody that after today, we'll have played all 10 songs.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll be playing them all again, through from 1 to 10, on Monday's show. So for those people at home who didn't manage to catch all of them, don't worry. You've got one more chance. But where were you?
Yeah, probably out walking the dog.
And then on Monday, after we play them through once more, we'll be opening up our phone lines. Plus, you'll be able to text us or send in your vote by email. So, really, there's no excuse at all.
And we'll tell you the winner next Friday.
That's right. But you can keep voting until midnight on Thursday before we announce the winning entry on next Friday's show.
Oh, come on. Why didn't you just get on with it?
Now, let's get back to today's last two entries. And the first one is, well, how would you describe it, Curtis?
Now, it's a sort of catatonia style, mm-hmm. Guitar-led indie ballad.
Guitar-led indie ballad? Oh, come on.
So, without more ado, here's the ninth of our 10 finalists, Don't Come Knocking at My Door by Fallon Rogers.
What? I don't believe it! How could she? No, baby, don't! Oh, no, look what Fallon's made me do!
Go on, you stupid thing!
Jenny? What's going on?
Oh, this sofa
sofa needs to go back into Adam's room.
But you can't move it on your own.
Oh, no, I thought I could.
Obviously. Well, I think we'll have to bring it back out onto the landing completely. We turn it on its side and then try and take it back in like that.
Well, it's a lot heavier than it looks.
Well, hold on. Let me come round here.
Well, then we're both in the same place.
I know, so if you go where I was...
Oh, right.
Then I can take the weight, make sure it's balanced properly.
Oh, be careful.
Right. Let's see now.
Oh, I got it well and truly stuck.
Couldn't you have asked those beefy decorators to do it?
Well, I did mention it. They're in rather a rush to get off.
Well, I suppose I can't complain. I was the one who wanted them to clear everything up and leave as quickly as possible.
Yes. I think they did a good job, though, don't you?
Yes, I have to admit, it looks good. Right, if you can get a grip under the bottom end down there...
Oh, right. You mean down here?
Yes, and keep your back straight.
Yeah, I will.
Now, on the count of three, lift.
Yeah. All right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three, and lift.
Oh, it's no good. We're going to have to let her settle down before I try again.
I wish this song had shut up, though.
It's crap, innit?
Well, no, it's bad enough she went off on her own anyway, but at least she could sing something decent.
And that was Fallon Rogers with Don't Come Knocking at My Door. So, what do you think, Curtis?
Well, I thought that was really impressive.
No, can't be serious.
Personal favourite. The lyrics were good and she knows how to carry a tune.
Yes. Yeah, right.
A strong contender, then?
Oh, definitely. And it's clearly her own song. She's not trying to be anyone else.
So despite that catatonia...
Oh, yes, I mean, clearly there are influences there, yeah. But then so there always are, even with a great artist.
What is wrong with this guy?
It is with a couple of mates in someone's bedroom and yet... She's managed to achieve a really polished sound.
I'll just turn it off before I throw
that's
up.
A definite thumbs up.
Fallon Rogers, I thought she was a mate.
Yeah. Well, what do they know anyway?
Yeah. Who is Curtis Morrison?
Well, I don't know. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. We're the ones who had to lash a few borrowed mice together in the bull upstairs, not Fallon.
Yeah, I bet she used that studio they've got at her college.
Yeah, exactly, with their state-of-the-art facilities. Anyone can make something sound half decent in there.
She would win, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody's going to be taking him to what he's saying.
Yeah, at least we haven't sold out like her.
Kathy, I've brought you these.
Do you think I'm going to be swayed by a bunch of flowers?
No. All right, I'm sorry. Look, I know I've got some ground to make up.
Just a bit. So what is it you want this time?
I just want to talk to you.
Oh, yes?
I've come here to apologise for the way I've been behaving recently.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that. What job are you going for this time? Brain surgeon?
Look, I can understand why you're angry.
Can you really?
Yes. Yeah, of course I can. You know, I've been a bit of a heel, but I want to make it up to you.
Oh. You want to make it up to me?
What's so funny?
Oh, well, you're right. It's not funny at all. In fact, it's pathetic.
All right. Let's take a deep breath and start again, shall we?
What for?
Because I can't bear for it to end like this. Can't we please just talk about it?
Well, what is there to talk about?
Us. I want to be with you. And look, if you don't let me in out of this rain, I think I'm going to get hypothermia. Kathy, please.
Why should I?
All right. If that's the way you feel. Well, you might as well have the flowers, though.
OK. I'll give you 5 minutes to explain yourself. But that's it.
All right. Thanks.
How about here?
Yes. Well, possibly, but... Well, I'm not sure about it under that picture.
Well, why don't we move the picture, then?
Well, no, that's the only wall it can go on.
But, Jenny...
No, shush, I'm thinking. Now, how about if we put the sofa over there, next to the door, and then we bring the desk over here instead?
Well, that's exactly what I suggested in the first place.
No, it isn't. You wanted everything back like it was before.
Well, that would be the simplest solution, don't you think?
Then what's the point in having the room decorated if we're simply going to make it look the same?
Oh, yes. We wouldn't want to waste this lovely new colour scheme, would we?
Please don't start going on about the decorators again.
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
Good, because the way you've been carrying on so far, anybody think you resented Adam coming?
Of course I don't.
But the least you can do is try a bit harder to show some enthusiasm.
Look, I'm sorry if that's the impression I've given, but it's not what I intended. I just wish we knew when Adam is actually turning up and how long he's thinking of staying.
We do know when he's turning up. Next week.
We don't even know which airport, let alone what day and time.
Well, I'm sure he'll let us know just as soon as he's confirmed everything.
Well, that'd be nice. And when do you think he'll deign to tell us how long he's staying?
I really don't see why you're being like this.
But it could be 6 days or 6 months for all we know.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Brian.
What's ridiculous about wanting to know what his plans are?
Well, if you're so desperate to know, then why don't you ask him yourself?
I would do if I could ever get through.
But you can't have tried very hard.
Oh, all right.
It just seems that we could be going to an awful lot of trouble for somebody who might only be here 5 minutes.
That's exactly what I mean about you resenting him coming.
I'm delighted he's coming.
It's not often I get to see Adam. So the least we can do is make him feel as welcome as possible while he is here.
Of course, that's what I want to do.
But he's my son. He's not yours.
Oh, come on, Jenny.
No, you're not going to spoil this for me. No matter how hard you try.
What are you talking about?
You know perfectly well.
But I...
Look, as far as I'm concerned, Adam can turn up when he likes and he can stay as long as he likes. And you're not going to stop him. Is that clear?
Jamie thought nobody wanted him.
I know. You can't believe how bad I feel about
that. Can you imagine what it's like for a 7-year-old boy to see all his friends disappear and be left with no one to pick him up?
But didn't his teacher look after him?
Of course, but that's not the point. They shouldn't have had to in the first place.
Okay, point taken. But please, Kathy, you know, just listen to me for a moment.
Well, why should I?
Because I want to make it up to you, you and Jamie, if I can.
I can't trust you, Kenton.
You can, I promise. I know you think I only wanted you to help me with the health club job.
Well, of course you did.
I didn't even get an interview, did you hear? I reckon I've got someone really dense looking at the application.
There you go again, you see. It's always someone else's fault.
Okay,
even
look, I know...
It's obvious you should never have gone for the job in the first place.
Yeah, all right. Sometimes I am guilty of having unrealistic aspirations.
All the time.
But is that so terrible?
I can't even trust you to tell the truth.
Come on, you wouldn't want me to be boring and unadventurous.
Yes, I would sometimes, but you just don't understand that, do you?
Of course I do.
You just drift along, taking whatever you want, wherever you find it.
Do you think that it's easy for me, Kathy? I mean, remember, I've got a daughter I never see because she's 10,000 miles away, and her mother won't even let me talk to her.
I know.
I've got no job either, and on top of that, I'm about to be thrown on the streets by my own sister.
Oh, so that's what this is all about. Yeah, I knew it would come out in the end.
What?
Well, if you think you can worm your way into staying here, you've got another think coming.
Of course I didn't come round here for that. What sort of person do you think I am?
Please, let's not keep talking about you. I'm tired of it.
Right.
You haven't mentioned Debbie yet. Why don't we talk about her?
What?
When you were lying in bed together, did you talk about me?
What are you talking about?
I bet you didn't.
I think you've got hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Oh, I don't think I have. You've been caught out.
When?
The other night, at Botticelli's. Hayley saw you and Debbie together.
You can't be serious. We're just mates.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yes, look, she's been going through a rough patch recently, so I've been giving her support.
You can't even be honest about that, can
but
you?
I am
right,
being.
That's it. I've had enough.
What are you doing?
I'm throwing you out.
But why?
Because you're a liar, a scrounger, and a two-timing bastard.
Oh, please, Kathy.
Come on, get out of my sight.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.